Welcome back in the studio. We're live for the Homegrown Harvest with Loose Fragments. And a few questions from callers are, Margaret wanted to know, Jesse, if it's true that your goatee has a life of its own when you play live.
Sometimes it just wants to get up and walk around, get down.
It really has a life of its own. It's like those splice pit shows.
Yeah.
And fat vacuum.
Fat vacuum.
Fat vacuum.
Fat vacuum. Oh.
Does it like leave your face or just kind of stays there and takes your face with it?
Straight out and attention.
Erect, if you will.
It's some kind of catch.
And caller Michael wanted to know, do you guys have any bad vibes with other bands in town?
Not a bit.
Not a bit.
There are so many bands from Gainesville.
Yeah, it's kind of an
never
odd
had
question.
Any problems with any bands.
Next time, try to rephrase that, Mike. Like, how do you like all the other bands in town?
Yeah.
But cool, you guys get along with everybody. Yeah, the band scene in Gainesville seems to be pretty friendly.
Yeah,
everybody's supporting
the same
each other.
Game, you know,
yeah, trying to help each other out.
Yeah.
Right. Where do you guys like playing live around town? Or where do you like playing the best? Or is it everywhere just fine, you know?
I like playing Margaret Street a lot. And
they pay good.
Yeah, and there's always rowdy people there. And,
the
people are into it, the better. And there's a lot of times it's parties, too, that are really fun because people are really into it, you know?
Right. When you guys played live at the Alachua Music Harvest, I mean, that was a big crowd. Now, how'd you feel?
Was it
a rush?
It was a big rush.
Yeah, it was fun to play on the big stage.
Yeah.
It made everybody like a rock star.
Yeah.
For a day. For 50 minutes.
50 minutes.
Rock star for 50 minutes.
How'd the temperature affect you?
Well, the first three songs or so, my fingers were kind of moving a little bit slower, but after that, I got warmed up. A long time before the show, just so they wouldn't do that. As soon as I hit the stage, though, it got cold again.
As far as you guys said you played together for a long time, Cody, what's your background as far as playing? How long have you been playing the drums?
Well, I've been playing drums since I was 14, and I picked them up because my buddy picked up the guitar. And I said, well, hell, if my buddy can pick it up, then I can pick up drums. So we started playing in the garage, and I guess I've been playing for 6 years now, and I played in about, I don't know, 10 bands, and in town, I guess I play with, who I play with. First band in Gainesville was called Speed Queen with a guy called Robert Johnson and another guy called Tom Miller, a little trio. And
you're in another trio.
Yeah, I'm in another trio, and I guess I went to Big Shoals Tract, playing a band called Bone Shakers a while. I've been playing for 3 years in the Brazilian ensemble here in town, Jaco de Brazil.
You're still involved with it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's always fun, because it's got me real turned on to Brazil now, so.
Right.
So it's pretty neat.
Are you the only one, or are you guys in other bands also? The tendency in this town seems to be everybody's in like five bands.
No, me and Jesse are not in any other bands, but I like playing acoustic, but I don't really get to play out much, but I might be playing out, opening for people pretty soon when I get a new guitar.
There's a big acoustic surge coming around town. A lot of places are trying to have acoustic nights.
Yeah, for that atmosphere.
Yeah, it's a good thing, you know. More music, the better. And, hey.
I keep making noises. If you hear clicking, that's me.
Cody's he's fidgeting.
Yeah, see, like
sorry,
that.
Not
that's
to
me.
Fidget.
That was me. Sorry.
This next tune on your live tape from the Alachua Music Harvest is Pasta Salad. This time it's Pasta Salad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And one more time. How did you come up with the name Pasta Salad for a song?
That would be Eric.
It just made me feel like, I mean, what
like pasta salad.
No, it made me feel like what pasta salad looks like,
starchy,
I guess.
And full of mayonnaise.
Yeah, those curvy noodles.
Well, here's Pasta Salad by Loose Fragments.